so I can teach.
To continue to learn about the lessons.
今天早上我们谈到神在荆棘苦练中向摩西显现。
This morning we mentioned about the vision that God revealed to Moses, the burning of the bushes.
荆棘是树木当中最矮小、最没有用的。
The bushes are among the most useless vegetation.
神在荆棘当中显异象来照摩西。
God showed vision with the bushes as a calling of Moses.
因为以色列人呢，看起来好像荆棘一样，是很平凡的、很低贱的。
Israel are like bushes, they are very common.
虽然他们在苦难当中啊,
Although in tribulation, God abides with them.
虽然被焚烧啊,
Although they are being burned, they are never consumed.
逼迫当中啊, 但是有神的特别保守。
And God walked with them through all the tribulations.
那这个苦焰啊, 一方面是象征圣洁跟光明。
The fire itself represents holiness and light.
神对他说,
God told him, Moses, Moses. God called him to his name.
神常常选召人是直接叫名字。
And very often when God is choosing his worker, he calls him or her by the name.
神对他说, 要把你脚上的鞋脱下来, 因为你所站的是圣地。
God told him, you should take off your shoes because where you're standing is a holy ground.
所以, 因为神同在是圣洁的地方。
Because wherever where God abides, is the holy land.
所以在神的面前要存恭敬的心，也要存圣洁的心来到神面前。
That's why when we draw near to God, we have to have a heart of holiness.
所以虽然是野地啊, 但是因为神临在, 所以是一个圣地。
Although it was in the wilderness, because of the abundance of God, become holy land.
我们看第六节, 三章第六节。
Let's read chapter 3, verse 6.
从六节读到第九节。
6 to 9. Let us read it together.
不是，我拿稍微读。OK。新的练习扣什么？写里头是教会，有没有？Chapter 3, verse 6.
Then he said, "I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob." At this, Moses hid his face because he was afraid to look at God. The Lord said, "I have indeed seen the misery of my people in Egypt. I have heard them crying out because of their slave drivers, and I am concerned about their suffering. 8. So I have come down to rescue them from the hand of the Egyptians and to bring them up out of the land into a good and spacious land, a land flowing with milk and honey, the home of the Canaanites, Hittites, Amorites,
Nine.
And now the cry of the Israelites has reached me, and I have seen the way the Egyptians are oppressing them.
神在这里呼召摩西啊，给他一些启示。
Here God called Moses and gave him some revelation.
神说啊。 我是你父亲的神，亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神。
God said, "I'm the Lord of your father Abraham, Jacob, and Isaac."
所以让摩西知道说，这位神跟他之间的关系。
And he let Moses know the relationship between him and Moses.
是他列祖的神，也是他的神。
He is the God of his forefather.
我们在拜神呐，我们要了解我们跟神之间的关系。
We have to understand the relationship between us and God.
使徒行传17章里面讲到说，有一些人很热心在拜神。
In Acts chapter 17 mentioned some men are quite zealous in worshiping.
他们造了很多神像，但是不晓得在拜什么。
They made for themselves many idols made of wood. They don't know what they are worshiping.
而且卫士之神。 不认识的神。
They even put a tag on it, saying this is the God of unknown.
所以保罗说啊，我把你们不认识应当拜的神告诉你们。
That's why Paul told them, I'm going to introduce the God who you don't know.
就是创造天地万物、主宰我们生命的神。
That is the God who created the universe and our life.
所以我们在拜神啊，一定要找到说这位神跟我们之间的关系。
Therefore, when we worship God, we have to find out the relationship between us and God.
神对摩西启示说：“我就是你们列祖亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神。”
God revealed to Moses, "I'm the God of your forefather."
啊，这是非常亲密的一种关系。
This is indeed quite intimate relationship.
啊，神对他们讲说啊，我是信实守约的神。
God told him, I'm a trustworthy God.
我们看在三章的六节七节
Chapter 3, verse 6 and 7.
说因为百姓他们所受的困苦我看到了。
Say, I have indeed seen the misery of my people.
而他现在下来就是要拯救他们脱离埃及人的手。
And I'm coming to relieve you from the suffering of Egyptian.
因为神纪念了他跟亚伯拉罕所立的约。
Because God remembered the covenant he made between Abraham.
所以因为神跟亚伯拉罕立约啊，要给他福气。
Because God had made a covenant with Abraham to give him
blessings. 所以神是信实守约的神。
And God is a trustworthy God.
几百年以后啊，他的立的约不会落空。
Even after hundreds of years, his promise doesn't go in vain.
所以在提摩太后书第二章里面说，
That's why it's in 2 Timothy mentioned.
我们人常常会失信，但是神是永远可信的。
We human are always we are often untrustworthy, but God is always.
因为他讲的话，他不会后悔，不会落空。
Yes, whatever he said, he'll do.
他说以色列人所遭遇到的痛苦，我都看见，我都听见了。
He says, I've seen the suffering of my people.
我现在下来就是要来拯救他们，让他们脱离埃及人的手。
I've come down to relieve them from the suffering.
啊，要把他们带领进到那个牛奶与蜜的迦南地。
I'm going to bring them to the land of Canaan.
我们看到说神是非常慈爱的神。
Here we can see that God is really a merciful God.
百姓所受到的苦，他看见了。
They have seen.Suffering of his people.
他们的哀声他听见了。
And he had heard the crying.
他原来知道他们的痛苦。
And he knows.
所以他就专程下来，还来拯救他们脱离苦难，还救他们进到那个更美的地方。
Therefore, he used his hand to save them to a better place.
那这个叫做完全的、完整的救恩呢、啊？
This is what we call complete salvation.
神对我们今天的救恩也是一样。
And it is the same thing for us today.
我们生活当中各样的苦难，他都知道。
He knows every tribulation that we encounter day to day.
人离开了神以后，没有希望。
There is no hope for us, when we depart from God.
所以他特别来拯救我们。
And that is why he came down to save us.
把我们从魔鬼的手下把我们救出来。
And he saved us from the hand of the evil.
让我们享受各样的恩典。
So that we can enjoy all kind of blessings.
他说还要救我们进到永生的天国。
And then he will save us to his eternal kingdom.
所以主要我们诚心的归向他，他都能够拯救我们到底。
As long as we trust him, he will save us.
所以神对以色列人的拯救，他今天同样拯救我们。
God once saved the people of Israel, and today he will save us.
那因为神要来救以色列人，所以就特别拣选了摩西。
Because God was determined to save the people of Israel, that's why He chose Moses.
当然，神有能力啊，可以独行其事。
And of course, God can do all the things by Himself.
但是，往往神在每一个时代，他都兴起他所要的工人，能够跟他同工。
However, God always raised His own worker to work with.
让人有服侍神得恩典的机会。
So that people can have the chance to serve Him.
所以在当时神就特别选到了摩西。
And at the time God chose Moses.
他会给他使命。
And gave him duty.
看三章第十节。
Let's read chapter 3, verse 10.
三章十节。 因此我要打发你去见法老，使你可以将我的百姓以色列从埃及领出来。对神一直预备救星啊，摩西就是要来拯救以色列。
God have been preparing Moses as a savior.
花了八十年的功夫啊，训练一个领导者。
And he spent 80 years to train Moses.
所以时候到了，神就宣召他。
Now the time is due, and God called him.
告诉他说，我现在要你去见法老王，把以色列人带出来。
He said to him, now we must go to see Pharaoh and lead my people.
但是摩西接到了神这样的呼召以后啊，他就向神推辞。
When Moses heard about his mission, he doesn't want to take it.
连续好几次啊，他向神拒绝啊，神的呼召。
And for many times he refused the calling of God.
那第一个是在十一节。
The first one happened in verse 11.
摩西对神说啊，我是什么人，竟能够去见法老，将以色列人从埃及领出来呢？当然，40岁的时候说，我可以啊，我可以去救我的同胞啊。
Moses was 40 years old. He was very confident and saying, "I can go and save my people."
啊，但是因为凭着血气呀、啊，结果失败了。
However, this based on his flesh power, he couldn't succeed.
后来才要逃到旷野去。
Later on, he had to flee to the wilderness.
那现在这个时候，神说、啊：“你去见法老，把以色列人带出来。
”At this time, God called. God tell him.To go to see Pharaoh and bring his
people. 他现在不敢了，因为有一次失败的经验。
He doesn't have the confidence anymore because he had a bad memory.
那说我现在是什么人？我怎么敢去见法老？
He is saying, "Who am I? I can go to see Pharaoh?"
摩西那个时候是什么人？
Who was Moses? Was his
埃及有家，但是他回不去，因为他是一个逃犯。
He had a home in Egypt, however, he couldn't go back.
因为他曾经杀人呐、啊，所以法老王要抓他，他逃到旷野来。
He was once a murderer, that's why he had to flee.
法老是那么强盛的一个人，我现在只是一个牧羊人。
And Pharaoh is a strong king, and I'm only a shepherd.
主是一个逃犯，我怎么敢去见法老？法老怎么会听我的？
I'm only a fugitive. How can I go to negotiate with Pharaoh?
所以他有推辞的理由了。
And this was his excuse.
那神怎么回答他？
Let's see how God replied.
看十二节。
Let's read 12.
说，我必跟你同在，你将百姓从埃及领出来的之后。你们必在这个山上侍奉我，这就是我打发你的证据。神给他保证说，我跟你同在啊。
Verse 12, God promised him that he would be with him.
我们自己没有办法，但是神跟你同在就不一样了。
When we couldn't achieve something, however, if God is with us, it's different.
说主要神跟我们同在，我们还有什么可以惧怕的呢？
As long as God is with us.What is there that we are afraid of?
但是摩西还是不敢。
However, Moses still refused.
看十三节，这是摩西第二次的拒绝。
Verse 13 records the second time that Moses refused.
摩西对神说啊，我到以色列人那里要对他们说，你们祖宗的神打发我到你们这里来。那他们如果问说他叫什么名字，我要怎么跟他们讲？
Moses asked God.If I go there and when they question me about your name, then what should I tell them?
他说、啊、如果以色列人问说啊，那你说神叫你来，啊、神叫什么名字、啊、
？When they ask me, the God sent you, then you know what should I tell them about your name?
他虽然啊，你想要讲，但是不知道，百姓怎么会信
？And when I don't even know your name, how can I convince?Convince the people to follow me.
阿神就对他说啊。
Then God said to him,
我就是自有拥有的神啊，英文叫做 I am who I am 啊。
Said to him, I'm who I am.
我就是我了，我就是那个。 那个神自由的神。
That is to say, I am the God.
啊，神就对他说啊，你对以色列人这样讲，说这就是你们祖宗亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神。
God said to Moses, "But to tell them, I'm the Lord of your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob."
神说：“你先把那个以色列长老找来啊，对他们讲。
”God told him to bring the leaders of the nation.
说神已经眷顾你们啦、啊，看到你们的苦情，他、啊、说要来把你们救出去。
Tell them that God has seen your suffering.And heard your cry, he's going to save you.
所以以色列人就会听你、啊、然后你就带着长老去见法老王。
And from there, they will listen to you and you can negotiate with Pharaoh.、
啊、虽然法老不出去，但是我会攻击他，他最后就会容你们出去。
Although Pharaoh wouldn't be willing to let you go, however, I will work with you.
他面前你们要出去的时候，你们不会空手出去的。
And when you go out of the land, you will not go empty-handed.
啊，你们会把埃及的财物通通带走。
You will be able to take along with you all the fortune of Egypt.
啊，所以神给他一个应许呀。
Therefore, God gave him a promise.
他也告诉他说怎么说话。
He told him how to say things.
啊，有时候神会赐给我们当说的话。
God will give us.The word of the moment.
所以主耶稣讲到说，你们在逼迫的时候，你们不必预先想要说什么。
Therefore, God told his disciple, when you are under persecution, you don't have to worry about.
他到时候圣灵会指教你们当说的话。
When the moment comes, Holy Spirit will teach you, tell you what to say.
有一个日本的宪兵啊，问我们一个长老，那个时候战死。
Japanese soldier asked one of our
elders. 说你们说人都有罪啊，日本天皇有没有罪？
He was questioning our elder. You say that everyone has sinned. How about the emperor of Japan?
你如果说有罪啊，马上抓去砍头。
If you say he has sinned, I may just kill you here.
他说、啊、日本天皇有没有罪我不知道，但圣经说每个人都有罪。
However, he replied, I don't know about the emperor of Japan. However, the Bible said everyone has sinned.
所以有些话真的很难打，有时候是两难、啊、
Therefore, sometimes it's hard to make a direct response to a question.
像主耶稣在传道里面常常有人、啊、拿那个两难的问题来问他。
When Jesus was preaching in the world, people would bring him dilemma.
但是他有智慧啊，又能够晓得怎么回答。
And he always has a good answer for it.
所以神说会指示他啊，当讲个话。
And that's what he meant by.
但是摩西还是继续拒绝。这看第四章。
Moses continued to refuse. Let's read chapter 4.
四章一节。
Which one?
摩西回答说、啊、他们必不信我了，也不听我的话了，必说神并没有向你显现呐、啊。摩西的第三个推主说、啊，他们不会相信我的啦。
His third excuse was they won't believe me.
他还没有去啊，他就没有信心呐、啊，他就觉得自己就下判断说，我讲的没有人会听啊，没有人会信啊。
Even before he actually go to them.He is convinced that no one would listen to him.
啊，有时候我们在跟人家做见证也是一样。
Sometimes when we are trying to preach them.
啊，那些人那么凶啊！我向他们传道理，他们怎么会信呢
？We may lose our faith before we actually preach to them.
神叫约拿说：“你到尼尼微城去。
”When God told Jonah, the prophet Jonah, to go to the city of Nineveh.
啊，结果他就跑到他斯，想要跑到他斯去。
Went to another city.
那么神借着大风浪，把船快要沉下去，人家把约拿就丢到水里面、海里面。
And God used great wave, to tilt the boat. Then the people in the boat throw Jonah
然后他把一条大鱼把它吞下去，后来把它吐在岸上。
Then God arranged a big fish to swallow him. Later on, spit him out on the bank.
耶拿后来就乖乖的去了。And
from there, Jonah obeyed God's will.
耶拿本来以为说这个尼尼微城的人啊那么凶啊，怎么可能信？
He thought that the people of Nineveh must be very However, he only preached one day, and everyone in the city was convinced.
所以摩西啊，觉得说我去讲，他们怎么会信我呢？
Here Moses answered, "No one would listen to me."
有时候我们人注意。 对自己的责任啊，对自己啊，下半段啊没有啊，认为说这是不可能的事情。Sometimes
we'll lose faith before the action.
那个神对他说啊，你手里是什么
？God told him, "What would you have in your hand?"
他说一根拐杖。He
said, "Staff."
神说你把它丢在地上，结果就变成一条蛇。
God told him to draw a staff on the ground, and it turned into a snake.
神说你从那个尾巴把它抓起来，结果又变成一根拐杖。
Then God told him to grab by the tail, then the snake turned to a staff again.
说你就行这个神迹，让他们相信神跟你同在。
And God told him, "This is all you have to do to convince people that I am with you."
然后对他说，你把手放在怀里面。
Then God told him to put his hand in his
tongue. 结果拿出来的时候长大麻风。
When he took his hand out, his hand was leprous.
再把它放进去，再拿出来又复原了。
Then after he put his hand into his cloak and took it out again, it was restored.
那神说，如果这两个神如果不信第一个神迹，他们一定会信第二个神迹。
God told him if they don't believe the first one, they will believe the second miracle.
如果这两个神迹他们都不信,
if they don't believe either of these miracles,
那你就拿一些河里的水倒在地上，就会变成血。
Then you should bring some water from the river and put it onto the ground, it will turn.
他们一定会相信呢。
And then they will believe you.
所以神借着给他行神迹的能力,
God gave him the power to do wonders.
来证明说神跟他同在，他的确是神的差遣。
To prove that God was with him and he was sent by God.
但有时候借着神迹啊，就是要让人来信服神的权柄。
Sometimes God uses all kinds of wonders to make people believe.
也是做神仆人的一个凭据。
And it also works as a proof.
那这个杖变蛇啊。 因为蛇是法老王啊的一个象征。
And a snake actually represented Pharaoh.
表示说神有胜过法老、胜过撒旦的这种权柄。
And it meant that God had the power over Pharaoh.
那这个麻风啊，是会带来死亡的。
Leprosy represents death.
表示神啊有胜过死亡的权柄。
And it represented that God has the power to overcome death.
水能够变成血
When he can turn water into blood
表示神有胜过各样假神的权柄
假神 It means that God has the power over all gods
所以神跟摩西同在应许给他行各样的神迹
And when God was with Moses He allowed him to do all kinds of wonders
那摩西还是继续的推迟
However, Moses still refused.
4:10.
So
摩西对神说：“主啊，我是不能言的人呐，就是从你对仆人讲话以后也是一样，我本来就是拙口笨舌的。”第四次啊，摩西的推辞就我不会讲话了。
The fourth excuse that he gave to God was he was slow in tongue.
那这是他追求的话了。
This was only an excuse.
因为在使徒行传第七章里面不是说摩西学了一切埃及的学问。
This was only an excuse because in chapter 7 he mentioned that Moses had learned
说话娴熟都有才干。
He has learned all kinds of knowledge and he was well spoken.
所以可见他会做事而且会讲话。有口才的人。
He was able to accomplish things and was very eloquent.
但是呢连续好几次啊推出说啊我不会讲啊我没有口才了我左口笨舌了。
However,many times in the world, he refused God.
啊，但是神应许说是给他口才。
However, God promised him to give him eloquence.
十一节说啊，神对他说：“谁造人的口，谁使人口哑、耳聋、目明、眼瞎。”
Verse 11 says, "Who makes the mouth and ear? Who makes people deaf and mute?"
岂不是主神吗？
Isn't it the Lord?
那现在你要去，我要赐给你口才，啊，指教你当说的话。
Now go, I will help you speak and teach you what to say.
他说，摩西虽然说不会讲话，走口笨舌啊。
Though Moses said that he doesn't have the eloquency.
但神虽然知道摩西已经有口才，但是他还应许他说，啊，其实口才智慧这个都是从神来的了。
God knew that he was well spoken, however, still he promised him.
所以神说我要赐给你口才。
God promised him to give him the eloquence.
就叫他当说的话。
To teach him what to say.
我们教会初期啊，在台湾有一次，啊，好几个教会的一些领导者跟我们教会的一个长老辩道。
In the early time of our church, there were many elders from other.Denominations, they were debating with one of our elders.
Oh,
they were quite in the beginning, they were quite mad about the truth that we preached.
我们那个时候，一个台湾总会的总负责叫简长老。
At the time, a chairman of the GA, eldership.
也是简啊简。
Elder Chen.
啊，简长老人长得高高大大，眼睛很大。
Elder Chen was a thin and tall person with big eyes.
所以他人长得很严肃。
And he looked serious.
啊，虽然他讲起来那个学历不是很高。
Although he didn't receive much.
但是很有属灵的智慧。
He had quite profound knowledge.
好多外教会的领导者在那里，我一个一句话一直吵。
They were debating very fervently.
他说安静安静，一个一个来。
Then he told everyone to quiet down and talk one by one.
啊，他们一个人讲，问一个问题。
So that they will raise a question in order.
那圣经马上一翻就回答。
Whenever they raise a question, he had a Bible.
再下一个问了一个问题，他又圣经一翻就回答。
Then the next person raised a question, he found a solution.
所以一个人对众人啊，那大家都没有话讲。
And he was able to answer all the questions.
这是神速的口才智慧。
This was the eloquence and the wisdom.
圣经里面讲到说，尸体一完了，圣灵充满。
The Bible mentioned that Stephen was filled with the Holy Spirit.
所以凭着圣灵跟智慧说话。
And with the power of the Holy Spirit, he was able
to say. 所以众人抵挡不住啊。
And no one can stop him.
所以口才是神赐的。
Therefore, eloquency is given by God.
神说啊，谁让人哑巴，让人家耳聋，而让人家开口讲话，让人家哦，我们的五官啊，这个都在神。
All the abilities and senses that we have is up to God.
对，有的人本来不会讲话的，但是神开他的口啊，他就会讲话。
Someone may be mute, but if God is willing to open his mouth, he'll be able to say things.
我们过去有一个上帝的传道人姓江。
We used to have a preacher, Zhang.
但他讲话平时讲话是结结巴巴的短句，口急呀。
Whenever he was having.
你要听他讲一句话，要听很久，很辛苦哎。
And his heart to have a conversation with him.
很奇妙, 然后上来, 奉主耶稣讲, 奉主耶稣圣名讲道, 从头讲到尾,
However, when he was given the sermon in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, he never stutters. This is the eloquency. We have a preacher's wife. When she was a child, she couldn't speak.
到了很大的时候都不会讲话.
Until she was teenager, she couldn't speak.
但是她的妈妈，她的爸爸天天带她到教会来祷告.
And her father brought her every day to the church.
天天祷告，天天祷告. 到了十几岁，突然间呢，开口讲话.
Then in her late teens, she started to speak.
所以谁让造人的苦，谁让人讲话？ 神啊。
Who made people speak? It's God.
所以神对摩西说啊， 我会赐给你口才， 主叫你当说的话。
Then God said to Moses, I will give you the word that you're supposed to say.
但是摩西还是不愿意去。
However, God, Moses still refused.
十三节。
Verse 15.
摩西说，主啊， 你愿意打发谁就打发谁， 你不要找我， 你要找谁就找谁去了。
Moses said to the Lord, please send whoever you want.
虽然神一再的跟他保证， 一定要叫他去， 给他很多的安慰， 还有鼓励的话。
Although God encouraged him and assured him, giving promises to let him go, but he still refused
to
go. He has many, many excuses.
这十四节啊,
神就向摩西发怒了。
Verse 14, God's anger burned against Moses. From
time to time, God may give us a chance to work for him. This is a grace.
当然有时候我们觉得我们不配。 事实上也不是靠我们人能够做什么呢，
and based on our own flesh, we can't do anything.
要紧是神给我们同在，
The important thing is God abide with us and give us grace.
假如说啊，
if we rely on our own powers, then we can be proud.
所以保罗说啊， 我们有什么可以夸口的， 因为一切都是从神领受的嘛。
Paul says, what is that we can boast of? Everything
received
from God.
We
don't have anything.
啊,
however, we shouldn't make this much excuses. We have to ask God. As long as we have the willingness to work for him.
但是摩西啊,
Moses was a little bit over in
后来神就向他发怒。
Then God's anger was burned against
him.
We shouldn't make so many excuses that make God angry.
神后来对他说, 你哥哥啊, 有你的哥哥亚伦啊, 啊, 他可以跟你一起去见法老。
Here's God saying, how about your brother Aaron, the Levite? He can speak for you.
到这个时候摩西才乖乖的去跟他义父说我要回去了见见同胞。
And then Moses told his father-in-law that he would go back to see his people.
他要他回去， 然后神领, 主事亚伦去迎接他。
Here he returned to Egypt and God told Aaron to receive him.
他们就去见以色列的长老。
Then they went to talk with the elders of Israel.
把神的话还有神迹行了一遍。
They did the miracles in front of them.
以色列人他们就相信了。
Then Israelites believed in them.
所以他们知道说他们困苦当中神看顾神要来拯救他们了。
And they come to realize that God is about to save them.
然后第五章就是摩西跟亚伦就去见法老王了。
Chapter 5, Moses and Aaron, they went to see Pharaoh.
说主以色列的神， 说容我的百姓去， 在旷野向我所结。
The God says, let my people go so that they can hold festival to me in the city.
我老王说啊, 你们的神是谁啊? 为什么要我听他?
Pharaoh said,
Chris,
your Lord that I should listen to.
我不认识你们的神,
and I know your God and I will not let Israel go.
所以我们看到我老王啊,很骄傲,
Pharaoh was very proud.
但是摩西亚伦就说我们的神见到我们了叫我们要出去走三天的路程去拜他
Then they told Pharaoh that our God told us to bring them out to three days journey away.
但是我老王都不遵循
However Pharaoh turned them down
不如这样反而给以色列民加更重的苦担
And because of this Pharaoh put more burden onto the shoulders of Israel.
本来叫他们做苦工、造砖、来建城、建城。
The Israelites were responsible to make bricks.
现在说材料不给他们，叫他们自己去找，但是所造的砖还是一样要造成。
And now Pharaoh would not give them the material. However, they still have to make bricks.
结果他们那些砖交不出来，结果那些督工就被打了。
Now as they couldn't make the product, they were beaten.
那所以虽然说一开始想要摩西以为说跟法老讲，他就会释放他们出去了，但是法老王反而更凶，更苛刻的来对待以色列人。
Moses thought that everything would go well, however, Pharaoh put more burden on the shoulder.
我们看到说魔鬼的工作就是这样。
The work of devil is likened to this.
当人要离开魔鬼的权势之下，他一定不甘愿，他一定给我们更多的苦。
When one is about to leave the governing of devil.
He would try to oppress him or her.
Then Moses go back to God and told him that it was of no use.
神就对摩西说,
and God said to him,
虽然, 我要在法老面前用大能的手来刑罚他们，他们就会让以色列出去，而且会把他们赶出去。
Chapter 6, he said, I will use my mighty hand so that Pharaoh will let them go.
虽然摩西去跟以色列民讲说，神的应许要救他们，但是因为他们做苦工做得太辛苦，根本很厌烦，就不听了。
Although Moses told the Israel people that he would be able to save them, however, they refused to listen to him because they had so much workload.
这是第六章里面。
And that's recorded in chapter 6.
但是神特别说到，他就是要借着摩西、亚伦，把以色列人带出去。
There God mentioned that he will use Moses and Aaron to accomplish the task.
作为第七章开始。 就是摩西跟法老王之间的一些争辩，他是要把以色列人带走。From
chapter 7 on is the debate between Moses and Pharaoh.
所以神先对摩西说，我会重重的刑罚埃及人，然后法老王就会容许以色列人离开。
God told Moses that he would punish Egyptians, and at the end, the Pharaoh will allow them to go.
虽然法老王说，你们的神是谁？我为什么要听他？
Although Pharaoh said to Moses, "Who is your God? Why should I listen to him?"
所以神就在出埃及记7章的第4节跟第5节跟他回答。
In chapter 7, verse 4 and 5. God's response.
说我伸手重重攻击埃及人的时候，那个时候埃及人就知道我是谁了。
Verse 4, when I stretch my hand to punish them, they will know who I am.
所以就开始摩西跟法老之间的争执，为着要把以色列人带走。
And then follows the debate between Pharaoh and Moses.
在这里就行了，十一样神迹啊，还有十项的大灾殃。
And he made 11 wonders and 10 punishments.
所以这是十灾哈，我们先把埃及十灾介绍一下。
Let's just go over 10 plagues.
我们可以从这个埃及的十灾里面呢、啊，去了解说神为什么要这样做。我们可以去想啊。
We can understand why was God doing this.
当然，一方面是前往埃及人，一方面是让以色列人离开埃及。
On one hand, God was trying to punish the Egyptians. On the other hand, so that the people would go.
但是，另外还有神更重要的目的在里面。
However, there is one deeper meaning.
我们看出埃及记九章十五节。
Let's read Exodus chapter 9 verse 15.
叫九章十五节。
Verse 9, chapter 9 verse 15.
我若伸手用瘟疫攻击你和你的百姓，你早就从地上辞灭了。十六节。其实我叫你存立，是特要向你显我的大能，并要使我的名传遍天下。那我们本来都以为说啊，神行神迹的啊，这个十个灾殃主要的目的就是行往埃及人而已。
We might think that this ten plague is to punish the people in Egypt.
那这一节说啊，如果神要行往埃及人，很快啊。降个瘟疫，他们全部都死掉了。
This verse said, God could just give a huge plague to kill them all.
啊，不必花了这么大的功夫啊！啊，行了十一件神迹。
He doesn't have to go through so many trouble to go through all the ten plagues.
所以像一样慢慢来，就是要显出神的大能。
The reason why God went through this template is to manifest.
还要让神的名啊能够传遍天下。
So that his name would be spread.
所以要让万民啊都能够认识以色列神是独行大事的神了。
And from there, all nation would know that the power, the God is the Almighty God.
另外一个就是把以色列人跟埃及人，把选民跟未选民啊，把他们分别出来。
Another thing is to distinguish between chosen and non-chosen people.
所以埃及遍地都灾殃，但是选民啊，到处都没有灾殃。
Although the plague was filled in the land of Egypt, the chosen people are safe.
啊，法老派人偷偷去看，哎，怎么歌山地都没有灾殃
？Pharaoh sent people to go to the land of Goshen.And there were no plagues.
所以选民就是不一样，这神的选民，神就特别看顾保守。
Therefore, God watch over the chosen ones.
在启示录里面讲到末世大灾难的时候也是一样。
In the book of Revelation, it's the same to the last curses.
那个大的灾难一样一样一直来到，但神的选民啊就特别蒙保守。
When the last curses, last punishment comes one by one, nothing will happen to the chosen people.
另外一个就是要败坏埃及的一切假神呢。
Another purpose is to corrupt all the false gods.
这是在十二章的十二节。
This is recorded in chapter 12, verse 12.
十二章十二节。最后把那个埃及头生的通通杀掉，说要败坏埃及一切的神。
It says, "You will kill all the firstborn to defeat all the false gods."
所以这十个灾殃啊，都跟埃及人所拜的假神偶像有关系。
Therefore, this template has to do with the false god that Egyptians relied on.
要让他们知道天下人间啊，只有一位神。
Want them to know that there is only one God.
埃及人所拜的都是假神。
And the Egyptian God of false gods.
啊，让以色列百姓啊，他们能够把这个信息传给他们的祖孙，让他们更加敬畏神。
So that the descendant from Egypt spread the news to them.
所以这个十灾有很多很多的目的在里面。
Therefore, this 10 plagues has a lot of purposes.
我们看回来第六章的后面。
Let's turn back to the end of chapter 6.
这是摩西亚伦去见法老。
He recorded Moses and Aaron went to
see him.
结果把杖丢在地上就变成蛇了。 They throw the staff to the ground and it turned to snake.
而这个行法术的说他们也是一样把杖就丢下去也变为蛇。
The magicians also throw their staff to the ground and they turn to snake as well.
所以我们知道撒旦邪灵也有他的能力。
You know that the evil spirit has their power as well?
那神的能力啊,
However, God's power overcomes their power.
所以亚伦所变的那个蛇啊，杖变的蛇，说把那个其他的行法术的蛇，通通把它吃掉。
Therefore, the snake from Aaron's staff was able to consume the rest of the snakes.
那当然，这是在法老面前所行的第一个神奇。
This was the first miracle performed in front of Pharaoh.
那这个还不算灾难，不算灾。
This wasn't a plague at all.
但是法老王不信啊，所以第一样的灾殃就来了。
However, because Pharaoh didn't believe in this, here comes the first plague.
14节。
Verse 14.
神对摩西说：“法老心里固足，不容百姓出去。”
Says that Pharaoh's heart is unyielding.
所以你明天早上到河边去迎接他。
And he refused to let people go, therefore you should go to the riverbank.
拿着那一根拐杖。
Wait for him and put your staff.
击打河水，水就要变成血。
Use your staff to hit the water and the water return into blood.
这个水变成血呀，连续七天，河流啦，所有有水的地方全部都变成血。
And the blood and the water turn into blood for 7 days.
那这当然对埃及人啊造成生活上很大的不便。
And this caused a great inconvenience for the Egyptians.
那这个就是败坏他们的河神。
And this was to corrupt their river god.
我们不是讲过说法老的女儿还要跑到尼罗河去沐浴吗？ 那这是在祭他们的河神啊。
We mentioned before that the Pharaoh's daughter had to go to the Nile River Because of the Nile River, was able to make the land fertile to make the crops grow.
所以他们拜河神。
Therefore, they worship the river god.
那这个现在所有的水都变血了，所以里面的生物也全部死掉、抽掉了。
Now that the water has turned to blood, all the living creatures in the water
have died.
And they couldn't drink
from the water.
Therefore, they dig around the river trying to find a spring.
然后这个灾殃连续七天哦。
This plague continued for 7 days.
但是法老还是刚硬, 所以第二个灾殃又来。
However, Pharaoh was still stiff naked, and there comes the second plague.
真的，摩西对法老说啊，你如果不容百姓出去，啊，神要让那个青蛙通通跑到王宫，跑到你床上，跑到你的身上，到处都充满着青蛙。
Moses said to Pharaoh, if you don't let my people go, then the frog will jump to your house.
所有器皿都是。
And they will be filled, they will cover your utensils.
这个摩西，哎，亚伦的，啊。 用杖伸向江河，那个青蛙通通跑上来了。
When Aaron stretched his staff to the river, all the frog jumped to the ground.
那这两个灾说，那个行法术的他也要做，他也会做。
And these two miracles, the magicians could also do.
第一个灾就说让那个河水更多变成血。
The turning of water to blood.
那这个第二个灾就说。 让更多的青蛙爬上来。
And the plague of making the frog come out of the river, these two miracles.
那我们刚才说那个行法术的人呐，他所行的没有办法解除那个灾殃，反而让那个灾殃更重、更加重。
the magicians can only make the trouble worse.
后来摩西就到了摩西亚伦来，说好了，请你们为我祷告了，我也让你们去拜神。那这个青蛙离开了。
And then Moses Pharaoh spoke to Moses again, please pray for me so that the frog would leave my house.
摩西说，我什么时候为你祷告？
And Moses said, when should I pray for you?
他说明天呢，明天呢。他说到第二天呢，摩西就祷告，他说从青蛙啊，通通死掉。Then
Moses prayed to God and all the frogs died.
所以到处都很臭啊。And
then the air is surrounded.
但法老看到这个灾殃没有了，他心就硬起来，又不容以色列人走。And
when Pharaoh saw that the plague is gone, his start to turn stiff again. And then there comes
the 那这个灾殃要来之前，都先向法老警告，你不让他们走哦，不让我们走哦。
Whenever a plague is coming, Moses will warn Pharaoh.
神要怎么刑罚你们哦？
Now God is going to give you.
法老不听啊，这个灾殃就来。
And when Pharaoh refused to listen, the plague will come again.
第三个灾殃就是击打地。
The third plague was for him to hit the ground.
把他这个尘土扬起来，这个尘土扬起来，到处都是变成那个狮子啊，跳蚤了。
And then when the dust was blown by the air, the dust turned to flea.
这个跳蚤就跑到人的身上，跑到牲畜的身上。
And the flea jumped onto the body of man and the body of the livestock.
跳蚤跑到你身上，你这痒啊。
What happened when a flea jumped to your body? You become very itchy.
所以前面两个灾啊，只是让他们生活上感到不方便。The
first two plagues bring inconvenience to their lives.
但是渐渐的，这个灾殃越来越大。And
then the coming plagues become more and more
serious. 到了第三个灾殃的时候，行法术的也要想让那个尘土变成树枝，变成跳蚤，行不出来了。
And then the magicians were trying to undo this wonder, however they couldn't do it.
所以他们说，这是神的手段，神的作为，我们已经没办法了。Then
they say this is an act of God, and there's nothing can do.
所以你看，行法术的他能够做，但是就到第二步了。And
there was indeed some power to magicians, however it's quite.
第三步以后啊，他就没有办法了。
After the third miracle, they couldn't do anything.
因为这是神的作为。
This was an act of God.
再来第四个就是，让那个苍蝇飞遍各地。
And the fourth miracle was a plague of flies.
我们有时候夏天苍蝇一多，我们就很不舒服。
Whenever summer comes, always brings flies.
尤其热带地方啊。 热带地方或者是卫生环境不好的地方，苍蝇特别多。
Especially in the tropical countries or all the places that aren't that clean, there were a lot of.
苍蝇有时候到处喂，脚都会带很多的那个细菌呐。有时候你食物放在那里，它就回到上面，吃了以后，有时候身体就生病了。And
the flies usually bring with them many bacteria to your food. Then when you eat the food, you will have diarrhea.
以前在台湾早期，卫生环境也不是很好。
In the early times in Taiwan, we don't have a lot of sanitation.
我曾经听过一个蔡牧夫执事，他在见证。 一个蔡执事。
I heard about a testimony from a deacon Tai.
他说有一次，他带着三个日本的长老。 到台湾的西部很乡下的地方，他去访问。
Said once he brought three Japanese elders to countryside of Taiwan.
那个叫做余寮教会，现在叫做六合教会。
And the church was called Yulao Church, and now the name changed.
因为他们那边就是种甘蔗。
And
sugar cane.
And they have a lot of sugar cane.
那个甘蔗皮削掉以后。 他就在那个 里面的肉吃了，那个皮就摆在地上晒干。
And they only eat the inside part of the sugar cane, and they did the observation.
哎呀，那个很甜啊，有甜度了，所以苍蝇会来，长了很多苍蝇。
And because there are a lot of sugars in the sugar cane, and they bring a lot of flies along.
他说那个那边的信徒啊，他就请这三个日本客人哦。
And the believers offer them many sugar
cans.
And when they bring out the bowl of rice,
哇，上面一层就是黑黑的。
The rice was covered with a thick layer of flies.
啊，后来他们要怎么吃饭呢？他就带一个蚊帐啊。你们知道蚊帐吗？
And they
蚊帐啊，人就躲在蚊帐里面吃饭。
They can only use the fly screen to.
我们这边不用蚊帐嘛，哈。
Do you need to use screen?
那他们去非洲工作的要带蚊帐去，去缅甸也要。
And holy work who go to Africa need to bring with them fly nets.
因为他们那边有那个蚊子嘛，有时候叮了以后还会得到那个马拉利亚嘛，内疾。
Just the fly their fight will often bring malaria.
你要翻到不久前在加拿大工作啊。我们突然间听到一个消息说他得到那个马拉利亚。一开始他说身体很难过，他想要提早回来。
那结果
就要改机票，说要2000多块。
2000 US just to
change. 我接到消息，我就跟主大人说，没有关系，身体健康，生命还是重要。
After I heard it, I thought, it's okay to spend another 2 grand.
因为我现在负责连总的财务。
Because right now I'm responsible for the financial part in GA.
这个财务主要就是支援神的工人，还有支援教会的工作。
And we have to distribute the.
我跟他讲说没有关系，钱如果钱另外我们再跟其他的负责人再商量，但是如果健康的问题最重要，要赶快处理。
Then I told him, don't worry about the money, save your life.
我们感谢主啦，后来祷告哈，感谢主，后来祷告以后，过几天以后他就说身体就恢复起来了。
And thank God, After the prayer, he was fully recovered.
不过后来他就没有提早回来。
And he was able to stay there longer.
不过我们对工人还是要特别照顾的。
We have to give special cares to all the workers.
感谢主啊，神还是在我们困难当中啊，在一些困难的危险的环境当中都有特别的保守。
And thank God that.He always give us help during tribulation.
所以到他们那边去的时候啊，现在都是要先打针了，还要吃药。
Before we go to work there, we have to.
要去之前要吃药吃一个月。
We need to have shots and also.
回来以后还要继续吃一个月。
Before and after we go there.
把避免一些疾病。
To prevent the diseases.
以前要去的人有时候都还要带蚊帐去啊。就是那个用纱布做的，围起来，让蚊子不会跑进来的东西了哦。
And people need to bring with them big mosquito screens.
所以我们看到说这些小虫啊，如果在我们生活当中很多的话，对我们就造成很大的不方便。
Therefore, we can see the inconvenience that these bugs can bring to our lives.
那当时就是让他们苍蝇很多，到处都是，遍地都是。
At that time, God made the flies to fill the air.
阿法老就对摩西说：“好吧，你们就在这里拜神就好了，你们不要走了，可以的，你们去拜吧。”
Then, the Pharaoh told Moses, "Go ahead and worship your God there."
摩西说：“不可以，我们还是要走。”
However, Moses said to him.No, we have to leave.
法老王舍不得他们走啊，所以第五样灾殃又来了。
Pharaoh didn't allow them to go.
所以第九章的就是畜疫之灾啊。
And Here comes the fifth plague.
这个就是一种瘟疫，瘟疫就是一种病毒，侵袭到动物身上，动物就死掉了。The
plague on livestock. I think there was a virus that contracted.
所以有时候遇到像那个鸡啊，有时候遇到鸡瘟哦，所以整个所有的鸡啊，一只一只一喘，全部死掉。
Sometimes we hear about the plague on birds.
所以你看。 很多国家，你像我们出去访问回来，你再填那个表，都会问你说，你有没有到过农场啊，或者是到那个畜牧场去？
Whenever we take a flight, we have to fill a questionnaire, saying have you been to a farm?
因为很怕说啊，你把细菌带进来。
Because they are afraid that you might bring with you some.
有的那个比较设备好的那个农场啊，你要进去的时候啊，你都要经过消毒才会进去。And
in some farms, they have to make you clean before you go into the farm.
因为有时候就是怕这种瘟疫啊，瘟疫。They have
to disinfect you, because they are.
那第五灾就是让他们那个牲畜遭遇到瘟疫，瘟疫一来，一直死。And
because of the plague, the livestock.
所以埃及的牲畜都几乎都要死光了。And
their livestock dying.
法老说偷偷派人到那个歌山地去看看，说奇怪，以色列人的牲畜怎么一只都不死。
Pharaoh sent men to investigate where Israelites live, and their livestock were okay.
我们以前台湾有一个传道叫丁格州传道。And
we had a preacher in Taiwan last name Ding.
他有十几个小孩子嘛，所以传道生活不太高。He
had over ten children, and he didn't earn much money.
他说家里养了很多鸡。
Therefore, he had the chicken farm. 隔壁的人很多都鸡瘟，鸡都死掉，但是他的鸡就都保守，就是不死。 And the neighbor's farm, the chicken was dying there. However, his farm was okay.
所以。 以色列人神都特别保守，遍地瘟疫，但是以色列的哥山地的牲畜一只都没有死。
The livestock of
这到第五灾哈，第五灾。
The livestock of Israelites were okay.
我明天。